Spencertown Academy Art Center's 13th annual Hidden Gardens Tour, the annual gateway to summer in Columbia County, happens this Saturday, June 17th. Saturday, June 17th. It includes an array of events designed to inform, inspire, and intrigue garden enthusiasts. The theme of this year's tour is Artful Landscapes. Highlights of the event include Columbia County Private Gardens Tour and Cocktail Party, a garden market on the green, a lecture on vegetable gardening, and the Art from the Farm to Table art exhibition. To tell us more, we welcome Madeline Sparks and Vivian Wachsberger, the co-chairs of Hidden Gardens. And Norma Cohen is here as well, the curator of the Art from Farm to Table art exhibition. A wonderful trio. Thank you all for being here. A great pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
Very, very nice to have you all here. Madeline, let us begin with you of how this event came about.
The Spencertown Academy Arts Center, which you're familiar with, having interviewed many of our authors who come to our Festival of Books every year.
Yes.
The Hidden Gardens was developed as one of our major fundraisers for supporting our programming and keeping our 1847 building standing. And so for 13 years, we've been finding beautiful gardens and convincing homeowners to weed and mulch and let people come into their private domains and get to see gardens that are hidden that you wouldn't normally get to see or be invited to. So the voyeur in all of us gets a little chance to, see something we wouldn't get to see and enjoy beautiful gardens, whether you're an avid gardener or just love to see beauty. It's a great way to spend a day.
And then around that, you have all of this other things that yes. people can do.
Yes, we have a lecture on Saturday morning with Ron Kajowski. He's going to talk about vegetable gardening. It's never too late, and he means never too late in the season, not never too late in your life.
Maybe both, but sure.
And there's a breakfast that goes along with it. And then we have a garden market with about 20 vendors, and we have food being provided by the church and also by the Spencertown Fire Department, who are setting up. They've just had their 100th anniversary.
That's wonderful.
And we'll be serving ice cream sundaes, and we have workshops. It's a busy day.
A lot going on. Of course, Art from Farm to Table is the art exhibition. Norma Cohen is the curator of that. So, Norma, what is it like to put this exhibit together?
It's a lot of work and a lot of love because it's a lot of work. You really have a passion about it, whether you're the artist
sure.
or the curator. Or the committee that helps you put it together. And I think that, first of all, the major point is that the Spencertown Academy features regional artists, which is really a prime focus for us. And we have 15 artists, all from the area, covering all kinds of media. And one of the reasons that we chose the farm as our focus is that it's such an iconic feature in our rural landscape. And it makes a major visual statement from any angle. And it actually inspires all kinds of emotions from the artists. And they take it to paper or to wood or to whatever it is they're working on. And to the public, we've had a tremendous response, a very positive, strong response from the public.
So when you set out to do this, what was your vision of the type of art that you wanted represented from this art from farm to table? Because there's really a story that you want to tell, ultimately.
We wanted to tell a big story. And it really depends on what work does come in. So we send out an invitation. It's an invitational show, multimedia. Mm-hmm. The artists can deal in any media. And they were invited to submit 10 to 15 images, or JPEGs, to our Dropbox, which was a new learning experience for me. And we really have to wait and see what comes in. And we did send it out to the region. It's a whole big regional area. And we got, I would say, about 40 to 45 submissions, and each one sending me 10 to 15 JPEGs. So I went through 400 to 500 JPEGs. And with the resumes and statements. And from that, you call what you think are the strongest statements from each artist. You try to get a range of themes from the artists, and a range of media and style.
Yeah.
Those issues are really most important.
And this will be on display for this day and for longer?
It's actually been open for a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
We opened it in May.
Excellent.
And it concludes on the Sunday after the 17th, so on the 18th.
Okay.
So
this will be one of your final opportunities
to
see it.
But it is open all day Saturday, since the tour is happening Saturday and the Academy is open for the full day.
Yep.
And then it'll be open on Sunday as well. So whether people want to see gardens or art or shop till they drop for plants and all that cool stuff that you can, you know, involve in your garden or eat, you know, you can do it all.
You had me at ice cream. So.
Yeah. But I mean, Spencertown, if people haven't been there, is an absolutely charming community with beautiful historic buildings, and it's a great day.
I mentioned the theme being artful landscape, so that really does say it, because you have a beautiful place and you want to represent that.
Right, and we have 7 gardens on the tour. Your ticket allows you to go to the gardens at Steepletop, at Millay at Steepletop, the gardens of Edna St. Vincent Millay. Mm-hmm. And then there are 6 private gardens, and they're very varied in style. A naturalist's garden, an incredible English-style country garden with espaliered trees and vegetable gardens, and
beautiful.
Yeah,
they're all beautiful.
Yeah, there's the gorgeous gardens of one of the oldest B&Bs in the area. A lot of the homes are historic, and although these are not house tours, it's great to see these homes from the 1700s and 1800s that people have, you know, landscaped. So.
And did they take you, when you go on a tour, do you have someone bringing them on the tour, or is a person represented from that garden taking them on the tour?
It's a self-guided tour, so stop and pick up a program with maps and directions and descriptions. And when you get to each garden, we have docents there to help tell you, you know, where to go, and, you know, don't forget to go around to that side and see this, and don't forget to go down to the pond and see the stone bridge and things like that. And so people just guide themselves with the descriptions that we write for the program and what to look for when they get to each garden.
So the perfect day is to go on the tour, see as many gardens as you possibly can, and then go to the Academy and see the art and do all of the things.
Start with the perfect day. Yeah, you
start with
the
lecture
and a continental breakfast that is made full of homemade delicious goodies by Vivian and a couple of our other volunteers. And the lecture is over at 10.
Are you baking too, Vivian?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Good for you.
And then a little shopping at the market, and then head out on the tour and make sure to see the art show. And it's a lot, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, a beautiful weekend plan. It's June 17th, Saturday, June 17th, and it's the 13th annual Hidden Gardens Tour. All happening in Columbia County. To find out more information about the Spencertown Academy, as well as the wonderful Hidden Gardens events and the art exhibition and much more, go to SpencertownAcademy.org, SpencertownAcademy.org. Madeline, Vivian, and Norma, thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. I hope you have a glorious Saturday, and I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Again, SpencertownAcademy.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.